When I asked different City of Boulder officials about what they saw as some of the barriers or issues surrounding housing for the homeless community, one thing kept coming up. Boulder simply does not have enough affordable housing. But despite coming to the same conclusion, finding a solution does not seem to be as simple. Last fall, the city created the Homelessness Working Group. It consists of city and county staff, homeless service providers, and community members, including people who have experienced homelessness. Wendy Schwartz is the Human Services Planning and Program Development Manager for the City of Boulder, and she says the group aims to highlight areas where the city can be doing more in terms of housing for the homeless.
What that group is doing is both looking at our emergency services system to think about, is there a way to re-envision this system to help it serve individuals in the community better? And number two, really, you know, take another look at our housing targets. You know, what should our targets be? You know, let's take a look and think about how we can come to targets as a community and work toward them.
Currently in Boulder, 7% of housing is permanently affordable. That equals about 3,500 units. Those units are deed restricted to stay affordable and serves members of the community who make between 0 and 60% of the median income. And according to Kurt Fernhaber, the Deputy Director of Housing for the City of Boulder, the goal is to reach 10%, or more than 5,000 units. And while he says that the city creates at least 100 new units a year, he adds that that number needs to increase.
We do have a number of permanently supportive housing available for the homeless that work quite well. We also have programs like Ready to Work where they're housing them and also, you know, giving them other supportive services like, you know, training and job experience. We simply need more of those types of programs, and they really just need to be expanded.
But Fernhaber says that the homeless population is only one part of the affordable housing puzzle in Boulder. They are also trying to create more housing for seniors and workforce housing and family housing. With a fixed set of resources, they have to strategically allocate the funding, and that means they can't be channeling all the money into housing for the homeless community. There are a variety of organizations in Boulder working to provide housing for the homeless community, from the Boulder Shelter for the Homeless to the Bridge House to Attention Homes, but even with those resources, there are still not enough beds in Boulder to support the entirety of the homeless community. In addition, permanent affordable housing is only one component of the issue. The homeless community is not a monolith, and treating them as such doesn't take into account the needs of the individuals. Some people are long-term residents who can't access affordable housing. Others are dealing with issues like mental health and addiction. And some are simply traveling through.
We have to weigh the people that are already members of the community or want to become members of the community and how to help that along versus people who are just passing through.
That's Jenny Paddock, an officer in the City of Boulder Police Department Homeless Outreach Team. They work to engage with members of the homeless community and point them in the direction of resources so they can avoid coming into contact with the criminal justice system. She says that in her unit, they focus their energy on those who want to stay in Boulder.
The people who are just passing through, we want to make sure that they are their behavior doesn't hurt anybody else. And wish them bon voyage.
But for those who do want to stay in Boulder long term, Paddock says simply getting people into housing isn't enough. She says there is also a need for long-term support services, such as education, job training, and placement, and both mental and physical health support.
It technically cures their homelessness, but it doesn't make them a fully functioning member of the community. It's just putting a roof over their head isn't going to address the underlying issues of why they became homeless in the first place.
There has been success with a Housing First program called 1175 Lee Hill. It's a 31-unit permanent supportive housing project in North Boulder run by the Boulder Shelter for the Homeless. The project supports the chronically homeless community, and unlike some other housing projects, Lee Hill does not require residents to give up drugs or alcohol before they move in. And in addition to housing, they also provide services related to mental and physical health, and helps residents find jobs. The City of Boulder is asking questions and trying to take steps to address the situation. But what about the people who will be affected? Where do members of the homeless community stand? And are their voices being heard in the conversation? For KGNU, I'm Julia Caulfield.